Hello, BBC. This is Thomas Cadet reporting from Supreme Headquarters. Yes, I saw it. In the small hours of this morning, May the 7th, 1945, I saw the formal acknowledgement by Germany's present leaders, military leaders of their country's complete and utter defeat by land, in the air, and at sea. The final act, General Jodl's signed admission of unconditional surrender, had little or nothing outwardly dramatic about it. The whole ceremony, in fact, was carried out on a cold and business-like basis, which was not increased in dignity by numerous scurrying photographers, the glare of powerful lights, and the popping of flashlight bulbs. If the sense of drama was there, and it was because we carried it in our own hearts, remembering that this meant liberation, freedom from suffering, and spared lives for countless thousands in tortured Europe. It was not the ceremony that mattered, but the thing itself. One moment there was in which pity might have come near, but the miss was as good as a mile. It was when, after he had signed away a freedom already lost, General Jodl rose to his feet. Facing General Beadle Smith, General Eisenhower's chief of staff who presided, the German said these words, speaking his own language. In a low voice he said, "General, with this signature, the German people and the German Wehrmacht are, for better or for worse, delivered into the victor's hands.